Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
On TV's Back from the Dead.
Oh, did he dye his hair in that video, or is that just the last picture that I saw of Pete Rose that looked like Mike Krzyzewski with the shoe black running down his face?
Not Carlos Boozer?
Oh, there's Bill Belichick. God, a lot of good stuff going on there. Bill Belichick is the ultimate example of you better treat people nice on the way up because you're going to fall and there's not going to be nobody there to catch you. And then the people that are there to catch you are going to move that net out of the way and try to find out how long you've known this Jordan Hudson. Since she was 19 years old and hanging out at the Patriots facility. Could you imagine her rolling through the Patriots facility back in the day, telling people what to do?
Yeah, she'd end up with Gronk.
Gronk's taking over Belichick's girl. Yeah. Hey, coach, I like your girl. Hey, is that your daughter or your granddaughter? Can I date your great-granddaughter? Gronk, that's my date for the gala tonight.
Ah, sweet, Coach.
Carrington, she's washed.
Yeah.
She's 19.
She's washed.
Well, she's washed.
So this was the schedule czar is what they call this guy?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Mike North, I think, is what his name is, if I'm not mistaken. But
Mike
I could be.
North. Okay.
Scheduling formula. Sundays at noon in Arrowhead are rare. There's actually four or five of them this year, which is probably more than they're probably used to. But yeah, look, the seventh primetime game, if you will, Brazil, that kind of came about at the end. Always we're going to be earmarked for, you know, two or three NBCs, two or three ESPNs, and Amazon or two. Christmas, they literally raised their hand and volunteered, and you can imagine how excited Amazon was for that, knowing they were going to be on the back end of a streaming triple header with Netflix having two games on Thursday afternoon on Christmas and then a big Amazon game at the end. So I don't think the Chiefs were surprised. I don't think the Chiefs fans are surprised. Anybody who's been watching football for the last few years know that's the Chiefs have almost kind of surpassed the Cowboys, really, as the bell cow. And this is what happens when you're pop culture, part of the fabric of the country right now. And this is this is par for the course for the Chiefs.
Mike, people are going to hear pop culture and think you're doing this for Taylor Swift. That's what the whole internet is saying. But it's more about a belief in the Chiefs as a more, I imagine, global brand and a Patrick Mahomes revenge Light the World on Fire tour.
Yeah, and if Taylor wants to come, we'll make sure that's over. And if you want to sing, that's good too. We need an anthem.
Yeah, there we go.
So it is. conversation with, I think, like I said, Mike North, the scheduling czar, talking about the Chiefs, and he's actually admitting to what we've kind of been saying for a while now. It's not about football anymore with the Kansas City Chiefs. He talked about them being a pop culture kind of icon and a fabric of the country right now. That's where they are. I mean, I talked to Josh, you know, about the travel and what it's like just getting off the bus at these team hotels. He's like, first of all, how does everybody know where the team hotel is? They do. They figure it out. They know where they're staying, right?
Yeah.
A lot of times he goes, we have to go in through the kitchen because there's so many people out front that they have to pull the buses back. And I remember when the Yankees used to roll into town like the early 2000s with Jeter and company, and the amount of fans that would be at the Intercontinental Hotel waiting outside for them. Nothing like we're experiencing now with the Kansas City Chiefs. And so they've gone from this football team in the Midwest to this football team in the Midwest that has now become this pop culture icon, not just here in the United States, but globally as well. I mean, they talk about being the world's team. You heard Kay Adams allude to it, and the networks just want the Kansas City Chiefs on every single time they get the opportunity to. Amazon surprised that the Chiefs wanted to play on Christmas night. How excited was Amazon when they heard that, right? I mean, that had been the most excited they've been in years to say, oh, the Chiefs want to play Christmas night? Fine, we'll take them on Christmas night.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, Jeff.
Yeah.
He just says a bunch of stuff that we already knew, I think. I also think that Dallas was the same as the Chiefs in the 90s that the Chiefs are today. We just live in a different world.
Yeah, I mean, exactly.
This is 35 years later where we have cell phones in everybody's hands. We have the availability to watch an own documentary of like the franchise. We can take clips, obviously, TikTok, social media, Instagram, Facebook, whatever it is out there. The Dallas Cowboys were the same pop icon back in the day.
Like, yeah.
They were known for the cheerleaders. Everybody's mom was in love with Troy Aikman.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Irvin was the party guy that you didn't know if he was going to show up or get arrested.
Mm-hmm.
Jerry Jones and Jimmy Johnson, their drama was there. Then it was Barry Switzer and their drama was there. Like, the Dallas Cowboys were there. They just didn't have everybody capable of like taking videos of it. You had to wait till they were developed.
Yeah, right.
You know, to see what they looked like. So they were there. And like, Dallas held on to it for a little bit because Tony Romo, if he's not a Dallas Cowboys quarterback, is not Tony Romo today. And I don't think that's a hot take.
No, not at all.
Because Tony Romo, for a while, was dating Jessica Simpson.
Correct.
Who was being shown all the time wearing a white Cowboys jersey with a pink number 9 that said Romo on the back. And they did it. And I'm just saying, like, that's how the NFL goes and that's how the world works. When something, what the Chiefs are is the Chiefs, I've said this before, the Chiefs are the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich. You know it's good, you know it's true, you'll always go to it, and you'll get the exact result almost every time. It wins.
And they play on Sunday.
And every year, the NFL has to find something that is the next thing. Who's the Nashville hot this year in football? And it'll be somebody, and then the
Atlanta.
Next year, and then next year, maybe. And then the next year, it'll be, who's the sweet honey chicken? But you know what? Everybody, and I mean everybody here, I mean the NFL, goes right back to Chick-fil-A. They don't care if the line's long. They don't care if there's everybody going there. They don't care if the Riz is there. They don't care if anything's there. They always go back to what they know is true and right. And that's what the NFL does with the Chiefs. That's what the NFL did with Dallas. That's what the NFL did with New England. They knew what they had. They knew it was good, and they knew it was true, and that's what it is. And yes, maybe, you know, obviously Taylor Swift has added something to
and
that.
I was going to say, we've told basically Dallas and New England to hold our beer with what we're doing here too, though, you know?
Right, with the evolution of time.
Absolutely,
there will be somebody after the Chiefs that become that next true thing. And that's just the way the world works. And I think that with the Kansas City Chiefs and what they do, like, we are getting ready to enter year 3 of Kelce and Taylor, like, together.
I know, yeah, this is the third season now.
Now it's like the big buzz is probably off. Because I remember the first game she showed up to. I mean,
it's not off because there was an article in USA Today yesterday. Here's the Chiefs' schedule. Let's rank the games that Taylor is most likely to attend. That is not ending at all.
I didn't mean it was ending. I'm saying that like where it was and where it is not the same level. Like now it's just kind of like it comes with the territory. Like we know that she's going to be at games. We know that they are together. We know that it's going to be a thing. And I don't think it's as strong as it was. I think it's still something that is noticed because it's low-hanging fruit, right? Oh, well, her tour starts in July. So here's the games that she'll miss. Here's the games that she'll be at. And honestly, some people are going to be in the mindset of, I don't care. I want to watch football. And other people are like, if that's what we get with it, plus a bonus, like I get a spicy chicken sandwich and I get a free upgrade to a large waffle fry. Who's complaining?
Yeah, well, Tony Dungy is complaining.
He seems like a guy that would love Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know. He complains about a lot of things that you think people would like. So Tony Dungy would complain about that. But yeah, but that's where the Chiefs are right now. They're the iconic brand of sports in America today. And really one of them now, the more iconic brands in all of sports, because everybody knows who Patrick Mahomes is. Everybody knows the interlocking KC and the white arrow with the red letters outlined in black on the red helmet. We all know that logo. We all know Mahomes. We all know Taylor Swift. Yeah. We all know Travis Kelce, and everybody knows Andy Reid. I mean, every time you look, oh, there's Andy Reid in a Skechers commercial. There's Andy Reid in an insurance commercial. I mean, Andy Reid is as much as a pop culture icon as anybody else is on this team, too.
I got to get to one of these respect the text if I can find the drop, because it's really good. Here it is.
Respect the text.
I'm sorry, Dusty, but the Chiefs are the number 7 supreme with a Baja Blast and a cheesy gordita crunch from Taco Bell. Praise be.
Absolutely.
Praise be. No doubt. Yeah. So I can get down on that sure. But no, I think, you know what? If the well still has, or if the oil rig still is producing oil, continue to go there until that thing's dry, because that's where you're going to make your money.
Absolutely, yes. Man. Keep moving forward. And they are going to do that. And we just have to understand that's the way it's going to be. You may not like the fact that they're on Thanksgiving, that they're on Christmas, that they're on, you know, whatever other holidays and weeknights and all this kind of stuff. But it is better than the alternative, and that's to have every game at noon on a Sunday like we used to, right?
And you know, and it's not just the media that does it. It's other teams. Like, Jerry Jones and the Cowboys are welcoming the Chiefs to Thanksgiving knowing they're going to lose that game, but they're going to win in the long run.
They're going to win in the ratings.
Because they're going to push almost 50 million viewers, and somebody in the text line says, I'm here in Dallas-Fort Worth. They're advertising Cowboys and Chiefs hard, and the one thing that's the most important part about it is tickets are outrageous.
Well, I showed you the prices yesterday, over $1,000 a piece already just to get into the Jerry Dome out there. Now, I don't know if that's Jerry like fakely inflating the prices to make sure that no Chiefs fans can get in.
Jerryflation.
Because I do believe that we have an opportunity to truly embarrass Jerry Jones on his own turf, because the opportunity to win the game obviously is there. We're going to do that. But if we win that game in a big way, like if we win that game like 35-21 and it's never a game, and like the majority of that crowd is red and it's popping on TV, and Romo has to sit there on CBS talking about the decided Chiefs advantage at Jerry World. That's why I am ultimately surprised that Jerry Jones did allow this game to take place, because his home stadium is going to be red, and I think it will be the first time in his ownership of this franchise where he actually eats humble pie and realizes, I'm no longer the king anymore of the National Football League. My neighbor, Clark Hunt, and his franchise that used to be based in Dallas are now the Kings. I think Jerry Jones is going to be humbled on Thanksgiving Day in a number of different ways.
I would take the opposite approach and go with your theory on the Pete Barnum and say that he's going to love it, because he's going to win. He's going to sell tickets. He's going to make money.
Yeah.
He's going to be on TV. And if they do get blown out, it's a laughing stock. Everybody laughs about how Dallas got blown out by the Chiefs, and everybody's talking about Dallas.
Yeah, but eventually the circus ended because they were being cruel to animals or whatever it was, and they shut that thing down. This may be that moment where P.T. Jerry looks around and goes, wow, I don't have it anymore. I need to change some things around here.
The Chiefs are known to break people.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And break yes, dynasties. That's what I'm saying. Like this may be the moment where Jerry Jones finally crumbles and goes, I'm melting. My face is melting.
His biscuit's melting.
Who's having sex with Jerry Jones?
Somebody still, and I don't know who it is, but somebody is because he's immune.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate, whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family. Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.